Well, it's hard to believe, but we are now needing to move into meditation and a channel. But to help us get into that space, I want to share with you some miracle moments that have happened from two people that reported them on our Facebook group. So just tune into the energy of these two stories of some miracles that people have experienced in their life. This first one comes from Pulo. Pulo says, "I was diagnosed with depression in 2020 after my husband left me. Then my younger sister introduced me to Lee Carroll and Kryon. I started listening to Healing Wednesdays and Kryon channelings, and I have never had to take any medication again. I am now a healer through my healing." How beautiful. And then we have Amir. "Hello. It's a pleasure to share with you. This is my miracle, a miracle that changed me completely. One night, I woke up to the warmth and overflowing in my soul. I actually saw that a bird flew out of my soul. I got up and I followed her. She flew out the window and flew high into the sky, and she became a star. This is a joy. I feel a boundless and great love. These divine visions are healing me. I will be cured and healed in my soul. This is my healing, love, and awakening to all. Thank you, dear Amir." Please feel into that message from Amir. Love and awakening to all. And if you are connecting here with us, you already are in that bubble of love and awakening that we sit in as we now welcome the message from Kryon.
Greetings, dear ones. I am Kryon, Love Magnetic Service. This entire month, we are examining a very, very large subject. It's the love connection. That connection, dear ones, is so profound, it goes so many ways. We've told you that the energy which you call love is far larger than you understand or believe. So many of you can see that, understand that. But until you've experienced this love from spirit, this love from your guides, as we've discussed, and all of these things, until you've truly experienced this, it's difficult to talk about. There are so many things that I could bring to you that tell you about the beauty that is there, almost for the taking. We told you last week that love is intrinsically there. It is built in and comes from the other side of the veil. That when you arrive on this planet, the image that you are of the Creator is love. And then the humanness starts to kick in, depending upon what you've been told, what your parents show you, the amount of love and care that you're given, all part of that growing up process that sometimes takes that essence away from its majesty. Most humans are learning it again in certain ways. This program is designed for that, a safe place for you to be in and learn what that truly might mean from spirit. Again, as you drop into your heart, what is it that is there that perhaps is grander than anyone told you? Or perhaps there's an experience that will fill up that part of your body that needs and craves it so much to say, "I want it all. I want it all." A month and a week or so ago, I gave a channeling in that wonderful place in Gaia called Monument Valley. Beautiful to look at. serene to be in. A place where when the wind stops during the day or the night, sometimes you hear nothing. A silence that is so compelling that it draws you in to the majesty of the earth. It's precious land, it's sacred land. It's part of the Navajo land. It's the Navajo nation, and a place that we go to often now. But I gave this channeling in that pristine place, and I want to share it with you and review it with you. Even though this channeling is currently now available for all, in a place where this is free for all, in social media, in a website, in YouTube, perhaps even other places eventually. I want you to hear that which I said. And I want you to ponder the age that you're in and the shift that is beginning. You see, there's another love. There is a great missing piece that so few have truly found. I know who's listening, dear ones. There's an expression, preaching to the choir. I may be telling you what you already know, but you're not the only ones to find this channeling. For this will also be all over for those to hear for free. The missing piece. If you take a look at the doctrines of the planet, the ones in the spiritual systems of the planet, there's a missing piece. And that missing piece is so obvious, and yet in your modern times, somehow you've cast it aside. I spoke back then about the experiences that my partner has had on tours. And one of the biggest ones that sticks in his mind is where the shaman reaches down, picks up a handful of soil, holds it to his lips, and smiles. And when my partner asked him, "Why have you done that?" he said, "I have just been in touch with all my ancestors. For they are in the soil of the earth, all of them." I remembered even in my scripture that I learned as a child, dust to dust. My partner then realized how profound that truly was. The idea of the ancestors being in the planet is not what you were told, and yet they are. Multidimensionally, that soul energy that you have goes so many places when you're not here. The wisdom, the crystalline grid, all of the things that we've talked about that are part of this earth and this planet are built to enhance you. This planet knows who you are. It truly does. It's a sentient knowing. And most of the doctrines of this earth, right now, of this planet, of all of your cultures and societies, almost all that have the doctrines, never mention it, not one time. What if, dear ones, there was a great and grand love that pours from the earth, from so many sources? The Creator of all things made this planet specifically for you, designed it so that it's self-sustaining with water for you, so it tilts on an axis for your seasons, the engine of hot and cold for you. All of that on purpose, like no other planets, even in your solar system, designed for you. If you think about it, it was not an accident. This was a design so that when you arrived, it would not only be prepared, but there would be an energy of this planet for you to sense. And what is that energy? Go ask a tree hugger. Does the earth have a message? And that tree hugger will come back to you and say, "Every time I hug earth, there's bliss. I smile. I'm overwhelmed with the energy it has for me." What if we have missed this, the we being, all of those on this planet who wish to be spiritual and connected? And there's this feeling that when you pass from this place, the souls go high up in the sky to some other place. It's unreachable. What if instead it goes everywhere? What if all of your ancestors, the wise ones and not the wise ones, but all of them, when they pass over, take that mind of God and become their original soul beings? And that's what's in the planet as well. Have you ever thought of what I told you last week? The cave of creation that we have described so often to you is within the planet. Isn't that odd that your Akashic record would be in Earth? Why isn't it somewhere in the sky, as you might say? That's a metaphor for not being here. That's a metaphor for perhaps being in heaven or wherever else that you might think. But it isn't. It's here. There are three places we have described that contain your Akashic record, and two of them are on the planet, and one of them is not. That ought to tell you a lot about what is in the planet. All that ever was and the consciousnesses that ever were are still in this planet. I described the crystalline grid so many times in past channels. It's a grid that's designed to feel human emotion. It was actually designed for you so that there would be places that you could go and feel past experiences that were wonderful, that you could know from the planet, perhaps, a love that you thought you only got then from the sky. That is a metaphor for the love of God. It's everywhere. There is so much of it. Have you heard the expression, as above, so below? That would mean that it comes from both sides, that the love of spirit, that which you call God, that eternal source, that beauty, is also available, pouring from your planet. There are so many who have trouble with this. They would say, "Dear Cryon, I know you've said that before, but I've never really been able to feel it." Let me ask you, how do you attempt to feel it? There's a great way. It's a simple way. I tell you, whether it's night or day, take off your shoes. And if you live in a place where there is not a forest or Gaia, then go to a place where there is. Almost all of you have some places that are parks or whatever. Take off your shoes. Take off your socks. Put your foot in the soil, the grass, whatever. And connect consciously to the earth. At this particular time, there's intent, there's grounding. And then listen, not for words. Listen for love. Crying out, "How do I listen for love?" Dear ones, don't make it complicated. Don't make it complicated. If love is in the air, it affects you. You hear it, you feel it, you smell it, you taste it. I've just given you full body experience for the love of Earth. It will embrace you. And the thing it may say to you is this: finally, you found me. There is so much for you, for all of you, that perhaps you have not taken advantage of in the area of love. It comes from so many sources, including right next to you, the guides with you, the image that you were created in, and now even the earth. You're surrounded with it. There's no excuse. Listen, truly, there's no excuse for being a victim when there is so much that is trying to get through to you. Why don't you take my hand? Have you heard that before? As you cross into your soul, take my hand and feel the love that is all around you, pouring into you, that will completely and totally eliminate all of that which doesn't belong in the light. I am Cryon, in love with humanity. And so it is.